What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. Stopping by to say hi on this wonderful Saturday. I'm your host, Sarge, a.k.a. Sarge of the Gray Area Podcast, which I just said you are listening to the Gray Area Podcast. How annoying would that be? Could you imagine how many people just, like, reiterate? My name is this. You're listening to this, and this is what I'm going to tell you today on this channel, listening to on today with myself on this channel. Once again, we will be talking about, I am blah. I hate that on radio stations. And here I am saying the same thing three times within 5 seconds. All right, so this is what I wanted to talk about, okay? I wanted to talk about Israel. All right, there's a lot of gaslighting going around right now, and to tell you the truth, it is pissing me off beyond all recognition. Somebody was online doing a TikTok live talking about how ISIS stands for the Israeli state of something stupid. ISIS stands for Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. That's what it was. Islamic. Someone's like, oh, ISIS isn't a Muslim group. What the fuck are you talking about? ISIS isn't a Muslim group? And people believe this stupid shit. Oh my God. The Biden administration is anti-Israel. Let's get that. Let's make that clear right the fuck now. Israel is doing exactly what it needs to do. Could you imagine for one moment if after 9/11 we were getting our news sources from Al Jazeera? Well, according to Al Jazeera, 9/11 never happened. It's just all propaganda. Never. That's what we're doing right now. The Biden administration is getting their news sources from Hamas advisors. Well, based on Al Jazeera, which is owned by Qatar, right? Which is pretty much a proxy government of Iran. Well, according to a Palestinian spokesperson, you mean the Palestinians that voted for Hamas to be their government? A Gazan spokesperson said, "If anything says, oh, we got our Gazan spokesperson, Al Jazeera, a representative of Hamas." The Palestinian Authority said this. It's all fucking bullshit. Okay? When they say 30,000 children and women have died, that's bullshit. When they say that Israel is bombing hospitals, that's fucking bullshit. Last week, there was a fucking problem. Israel, it's called friendly fire. This shit happens in war all the time. Patrick Tillman was killed by green on green, which is friendly fire. This is how war works. There was trucks coming in to Gaza to help give humanitarian aid and food to people, and one of the trucks was bombed. One of the food trucks was bombed by Israel, and Israel owned it right the fuck away. Right the fuck away. Hamas would never do something like this. Hamas would not own an accident. They would blame Israel right away. Hamas has bombed their own schools, their own hospitals, and they pointed the finger at Israel and be like, look at what Israel has done. Hamas literally kills their own, videotapes the aftermath, and says, look what Israel did. Israel accidentally, war sucks. Israel accidentally takes out a friendly truck and owns up to it right away. People were fired because of this in the Hebrew military. People were fired. Did this happen when Obama droned a fucking wedding or something? When Benghazi happened? When Joe Biden bombed a family thinking it was a terrorist stronghold, and they ended up killing innocence? Did the Biden administration apologize? Nope. Did the Obama administration apologize? Nope. Did anybody in our military get fired? Nope. So why is everyone pointing the finger at Israel like we get to dictate what the fuck Israel does? Israel's like, we're going to conduct an investigation. We apologize. This is horrible. We don't... America doesn't even do that. We don't do that. But we're mad when Israel fucking does the same shit that we've done, and they're doing more than we have ever done, and we're still wagging the finger at Israel like, how dare you, Israel? How could you possibly be this way? When we don't even do the same shit? Was there a ceasefire in World War II? I don't fucking remember that. I remember the Allied forces surrounding Berlin and driving the Third Reich into fucking dust. And even after that, we separated fucking Germany. East and West Germany. East and West Berlin. The wall. The Berlin Wall. Anybody remember this shit? But we're looking at Israel like, oh, you should ceasefire now. No! We don't tell a foreign sovereign country what the fuck they should do. We could warn our enemies what they should do or else, but that's pretty much what we're doing to Israel. Israel, do this or else. Or else what? America's going to fight fucking Israel? You want to bet that won't happen? You want to see an insurrection? January 6th wasn't shit. America's not going to fight fucking Israel. We need to stop wagging our finger at Israel like they're the fucking bad guy. Because they're not. Oh, they're not allowed to go into Rafah. Why? Why can't Israel go into Rafah, which is in Gaza, trying to end Hamas? Hamas wants nothing more than a ceasefire right now. And they were offered one. They were offered a 60-day ceasefire with a 1-to-40 ratio of you give us a hostage, we'll give you 40 of your actual certified terrorist fuckheads. And Hamas was like, no. You know why? Because they want people to die. You know why? Because they want to point the finger at Israel for every fucking death. You know what happened yesterday? You know what happened yesterday on the 5th? A 47-year-old's body was found. A hostage was found. Did Hamas say, oh, this one died? Oh, we lost this hostage. Apologies. All I'm saying is it doesn't make any sense for America to dictate to Israel when to stop. We didn't stop with ISIS. We didn't stop with Iraq. We didn't stop with Afghanistan. We were there for 20 years. We made that place peaceful. And then dumbass comes up out of the woodwork and leaves the way he does, gives the country back to a terrorist organization, and now it's a terrorist organization again. And then ISIS, which was destroyed, comes out of nowhere. ISIS is a terrorist organization that was destroyed by Trump. It's not... ISIS does not stand for anything Israeli state of... whatever. No, it's the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Or something weird, Islamic states. It is Muslim. So anyone saying that ISIS is not a Muslim terrorist group is a lying piece of crap. Drive it into dust. Go into Rafah. Kill every ISIS member that exists. Okay? These innocent lives and all these numbers and people claiming genocide and, oh, the children and the innocents, they're getting their numbers from Gaza. They're getting their numbers from Palestine. They're getting their numbers from corrupt terrorist Muslim authorities. And the Biden administration is saying it and putting out press briefings with this information and like it's fucking gospel. The Biden administration is anti-Israel, and it's not even close. They need to go. They need to go. Our allies are being corrupted by terrorist organization, terrorist freaking immigrants that do not want to, you know, melt into our society. They don't want to adhere to our rules and regulations. They want to erase Western culture. They want Sharia law in Germany and France and England and Ireland and America. That's what they want. This is a new Ottoman Empire, in my opinion. And no one is paying attention. The Biden administration wants us to take in these refugees from Gaza. Really? You think that'd be good? You think that's a good idea? Because look at how the refugees and the illegal immigrants are doing so well in regards to the ones coming in through our southern border. You think those are good? Not only do we have an immigrant crime wave, we would also have a refugee crime wave due to Biden. Biden is in Iran's pocket, no doubt. The Iran nuclear deal was started by Obama. It was shut down by Trump. It was started back up by Biden. And Iran is getting all this money from us, and it's giving this money to the proxies of the Houthis, Hezbollah, and Hamas. Yemen, Lebanon, and Gaza. And we're not giving any aid to Israel because they're not doing what we want them to do. But we're giving billions of dollars to Iran. I don't give a fuck if it's theirs or not. We're fucking America. You're paying terrorist organizations to attack us and our allies with our money while you burn our flag and say death to America, and we're supposed to just sit here and be like, Israel's the bad guy? No. Absolutely fucking not. Israel, don't listen to anything the Biden administration has to say. Benjamin Netanyahu has, and Israel, the kibbutz or whatever authority they are over there, I forgot what they're called. But they don't need to listen to us. No matter what the fuck we say. Definitely don't listen to Biden. If you think Israel's using all of its military power to destroy Hamas, they are not. They are putting themselves at risk to put themselves in a better light in regards to the world order. But they could turn Gaza into fucking glass. They have nuclear capabilities. They could tactically nuclearize all of those freaking cells under Earth. All those little tunnels and shit. Hamas let a freaking hostage die and didn't tell us a damn thing about it. Israel made a fucking mistake and they claimed and they ate crow on it right away. There's over 100, there might be 150 hostages left. And you guys want a ceasefire? What about the hostages? What about the at least 6 Americans that are being held captive by Hamas right now? What about the women that are probably being raped daily right now? Who even knows if they're fucking alive? Can we get proof of life before we even think about doing a ceasefire with a terrorist organization? Whatever happened to, we will not negotiate with terrorists. That's America's game plan, right? We will not negotiate with terrorists. But since Biden showed up, we've negotiated with the Taliban, which led to 13 freaking military men and women dying. Abbey Gate. We're negotiating with Iran, who funds organizations that are terrorist organizations that are killing our allies, fighting our allies, and attacking us. Inflation is affected for all of you selfish fucks out there that, oh, where's this? Where's this? Why is it taking so long? Because we're not using the Red Sea route anymore to get to the Mediterranean Sea. We're taking the long way around now. Because we're not protecting the Red Sea. So all these cargo ships and all these corporations that normally take the Red Sea into the Mediterranean, they're not doing it now. Just got to take the long way. You know why? Because we don't want to fucking... We're getting stung by mosquitoes. Okay? A bear. We're the fucking bear. And we're being stung by mosquitoes constantly. And we need to, like, swipe away these fucking things. We need to knock them into the fucking ground. One show of power. One. They've been throwing missiles at our bases. They've been mortaring our bases. They've hurt our freaking military men and women. We're not retaliating at all. We're just going to keep giving Iran money so they can spread that money around to attack us. There will be no ceasefire. Stop fucking waving your Palestinian flags around, you ignorant fucks. Israel, bomb them into goddamn dust. Don't listen to anything the Biden administration has to say. The Biden administration is anti-Israel, anti-freedom, anti-democracy, anti-constitution. This has been proven over the past 3 years. Look at what he's doing. Nothing good has come from the Biden. Name one good thing. Name one good. Nothing has come from it. Everything fucking sucks, and our allies are getting punished, and we said we would protect them, and we're not. Israel, do what you have to do. Fuck Joe Biden. Thanks for stopping by. I'll see you guys next time. Love you. Bye.